To further explore the topic of domestic abuse, I spoke with Sherry Blair at USC's School of Social Work about how the nature of abuse has changed in the digital age. Try to give us, from your experience, a look at how domestic violence and the definition of domestic violence has kind of changed through the years.
Sometimes we're not seeing as much as the physical abuse, but it seems to a larger degree. What I've noticed is we see more of the emotional, verbal, psychological abuse, economic abuse that is really very challenging to work with, because women, the challenge becomes too that there are not restraining orders for the psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse.
I'm wondering if the notion of psychological abuse has been altered at all through the onset of social media and technology.
Years ago, we would leave the house and no one would know where we were. We weren't expected to answer phones while we were out grocery shopping. So it's interesting how that can be used, and I have seen that be used as a form of controlling where the woman is. Or anybody for that matter, if somebody is being controlled, it's almost as if they have no freedom at all because that cell phone is attached at the hip. And if that same person is controlling the economics of the home, they actually have a right to put now, there are trackers on cell phones as well. And that increases more psychological abuse than that, where you feel like you're always being watched or followed to some degree, even if it's virtually.
Are there any warning signs that you would want young people to know about, perhaps one of their early relationships in life, that there is psychological abuse going on that they may not be aware of?
If you see that they are getting angry at you for not answering your phone right away or not answering a text right away, if they're trying to control who you are hanging around with, what time you come in, wanting to know where you are at all times, those should be some very large flags, but they're not always, because teenagers sometimes take that as, oh, they really liked me, you know, and like, oh, they really just care about me. And sometimes I think youth who may have been exposed to this in the home really believe this is more normative behavior. And I know also, too, we're seeing challenges with a social media app such as Facebook, where they could see the person communicating with others. Well, it's quite natural in the teenage years for them to have lots of different kinds of friends. But if they start complaining about who they're speaking to and whatnot, those are some flags there as well.
What should people realize about relationships on a day like today?
Well, there's something that's called the honeymoon cycle, and it's very cyclical in very chronic domestic violence relationships, is that if an incident occurs, for example, then the perpetrator or abuser can come back and with flowers. So today is the day for getting roses. So if there was domestic violence going on or abuse in a relationship, today would then start a whole honeymoon cycle, perhaps, because they would be showered with gifts, attention, a card. So the honeymoon cycle begins, a promise of, I'll never do that again, and so on and so forth. But that soon wears off in a situation where there's a clear abuse and there's clearly violent behavior.
That was Sherry Blair, who teaches at USC's School of Social Work. Learn more about domestic violence awareness and find ways to get help at vday.org.